How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you've got a passion for pumpkin, you've got to get to Dunkin' and pick these up. Our new pumpkin cream cold brew. Smooth, bold cold brew topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam. And our delicious pumpkin spice signature latte. Rich espresso topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And our perfectly pumpkin donuts, munchkins treats, pumpkin muffins, and more. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pick your pumpkin at Dunkin', like our new pumpkin cream cold brew, pumpkin spice signature latte, and our perfectly pumpkin treats. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, episode number 390. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my stand-in co-host is my company senior SEO, Scott Venak. How's it going today, bud?
Hey, good afternoon. You know, it's going great, but to be totally fair, if it was going terrible, I would still say it's going great. So there you go.
There you go. You might just sound a little more grim.
Yeah, I'd sound really grumpy.
Yeah. And full disclosure, if you hear weird noises, I've got a puppy next to me in a cage in my office, and, well, she's crazy. So she's chewing on everything she can find.
So when Ross goes mute, it's because his mic has been chewed through, and you're stuck with just me.
Yeah. Pity the fool.
Yeah. They'll all tune out.
Okay, so let's jump into this. Okay, so this first one is yours. Googlebot to crawl over HTTP2.
Yeah, so this won't mean much to many people yet, at least. So starting in November, Google is going to start, there she is. Google is going to start test crawling using HTTP 2 instead of 1 or 1.1, I guess it is. So some of you are probably sitting there thinking, what the heck is this? Well, HTTP 2 is basically a revised version of the HTTP network protocol. That is more efficient and will make applications faster, simpler, and more robust. So basically, it's just a better version of the internet in the future, kind of. So right now, you probably don't have to do anything. Google says that there is no ranking benefit at all to sites supporting HTTP 2. But let's be fair about this. They also said that once about having a secure website, and that's no longer true. And at one point, having a site that was mobile friendly was irrelevant, which is also no longer true. So at some point in the future, this will probably matter more than it matters today. But on the plus side of that, it has been around for a while. Many hosting companies are already supporting it and have been for several years now. And there is a tool, and I'm going to give the URL here, which is kind of ugly, but I'm going to say it anyways. Go to tools.keycdn, keycdn.com/HTTP2-test. Enter in your domain name there and you will find out if your hosting company does support it. I did a couple of random tests with my own personal websites and with a couple client websites and happened to find that they were all supporting it, which means you don't have to do anything. If you find that it does not support it at today, keep that in mind. And then when this matters and will affect search rankings, and I bet the day will come where it will, If it's still not supporting it, then talk to your host or maybe consider switching at that point. But nothing to worry about today.
And I expect it's the kind of thing too that hosting companies will have to switch to probably before it's required.
Agreed.
And also when it comes to Google and enforcing something and making it sort of a component of their algorithm, they tend to be really, really lenient when it's technical. And look at mobile. I mean, yes, they're pushing it, but it's been years of like foreshadowing. And also, even now, they're still kind of being, well, they're not kind of, they're being very lenient about it. Yep. So
it's not an easy switch.
No. And I expect this kind of thing too. They'll be pretty lenient about it for now. Or at least when it does become something of consideration for rankings, if it ever does.
I would say it's one of those things that I wouldn't worry about now, but if you were thinking about changing to a new web host anyways, take it into consideration because, you know, there's just one more thing or one less thing that you have to worry about down the road.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Google has added support for regional video structured data. Whew, that's a mouthful. And for those who are totally new to SEO, this is a bit of a handful, but it is quite, the concept's quite simple. Essentially, if you have any videos you're embedding on your site, let's say it's on a page, and you've added structured markup to the page, this is behind the scenes information for Google to help understand the content of your page. Schema markup is the other main term for it. Well, if you have a video on the page that you don't want to show in perhaps any featured snippets that Google shows in search results, those tend to be snippets that have a border around them. They really stand out. They're sometimes added to the knowledge graph, all these sort of things. If you don't want those to show up in a particular country, you can now add a regional code to the schema. That will just, what that essentially does, if you don't add it at all, they can be shown anywhere. That video, that snippet will be shown anywhere if it's valid and is worthy of being shown. If you say that it's only, you know, this video is for the US, it's only going to show, that snippet will only show in the US. It is kind of handy. This is particularly true for larger businesses that want to segment their videos and ensure that people only see the one that's meant for them. Different countries have different rules, laws, marketing techniques due to culture, all that stuff. So let's say you have a marketing tutorial or something and you want that video to be particularly targeted to a different geography. Well, this is a good way to ensure that you are really calculating that and ensuring that they do show up in those spots and only in those areas. Anyway, that's pretty cool. I like when they add a little more ability to be granular with your marketing. So good on you, Google. This article is from, is on Search Engine Journal. It's by the awesome Roger Monty. I really like his writing. The title is Google Ad Support for Regional Video Structured Data. Anyway, check it out if you want more info on that.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next, a little local SEO news. Google My Business Photo Insights reporting has been delayed. This is since August 31st. If you go into your Google My Business Insights, look at your photo insights, you will see that there is no data after August 31st. This is a known issue. I found this on Search Engine Roundtable, and I don't see any indication that this is something that's being handled at the moment, but I'm sure it is. Google may be slow with maps, but they're not that slow.
I never can get over every time I join you for SEO 101, there's a bug or a known issue with Google My Business.
I know.
Every time.
It's ridiculous.
They'll figure it out someday, maybe.
Maybe. Decide it's worthy enough. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. You'd think they have enough staff and certainly enough brain power.
Definitely the brain power for sure.
kitten.
I wish you guys could see the crazy picture I got here of this dog. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, sorry, everyone. This is going to be a, this is part of my life now. I've got a dog sitting next to me while I'm trying to work all the time now. I couldn't think of worse things. She's pretty cute. It's a beagle. Her name's Holly. And she just had her little baby squirrel. We have a little baby squirrel stuffy in her mouth hanging out by the tail. With this crazy look on her face. She really wants to be here. So I'm going to try and pick her up and try and do this show without her eating my microphone. This is going to be humorous.
And then the next bit of news, Ross is ordering a new microphone.
Exactly. I'll put a picture of her on our Facebook group so you can see what this silly thing looks like. Yeah, she's a darling. Anyway, next up, we have a huge section of Mueller files. Man, is he being busy. But let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Van Eck. The doggy here is also assisting. Okay, let's see if I can take my hand away from these jaws that are constantly chewing on them. Okay, so Mueller files, keywords in generic top-level domains won't help rankings. Why don't you fill us in on this?
So this is probably no surprise to a lot of people, but might be to others. In a recent episode of Ask Google Webmasters, I think it was just yesterday or the day before, John was asked, does a .jobs domain improve the rankings in Google for job websites? And he confirmed that no, it does not have any impact whatsoever. So if you are, if you have a job website and you want to get a .jobs top level domain, or maybe you're a dentist and you want a .dentist top level domain, or one of the many others that are out there now, do not do it for strictly SEO purposes. There are a lot of benefits to having these domains, but they will not help your rankings. And they will probably never help your rankings because I can't see Google changing that, especially considering exact match domains used to be super beneficial and now do virtually nothing.
Yeah.
So don't be confused and think you're one-upping your competition by switching to one of these domains, because it's not going to help.
No, it doesn't. The one things we did mention in the last episode was that, you know, it was a question someone had about whether or not they should have, it was a spa that they were rebranding. And they wanted to know if they should have spa in the name. And in this case, we suggested they do, because it adds a little more context to the domain. So, sorry, she's gone into the bathroom and gotten a sock. Okay. This is going to be really interesting doing these shows. So, where was I?
Dot spa, put it in the domain. Yes. Context.
Thank you. I won't even edit that out, because that's just my life these days. So in this case, you know, maybe not having the keywords in the domain has any impact on rankings, but it does have an impact on whether or not you're, you know, it is part of your business name. If you can include, if you've included that in your business name, it's a good thing. And it's just another way of solidifying that your business is that name with that keyword in it. And then when people do refer to that domain, oftentimes they put the keyword in it. So like they're obviously going to use the domain name, which has the keyword in it, is what I mean.
As so, part of the link anchor text.
Yeah. So there are many sort of extra benefits to having a domain in the, with your keywords in it. Again, you have to put some thought into this stuff, but I wouldn't completely say no. It's not, it doesn't have any impact on SEO from this sort of wider perspective, but just the domain, you know, tunnel vision. No, it's not going to have an impact on SEO.
It's all indirect.
Yeah, all indirect, but something worthy of keeping an eye on.
One exception to this, I'll quickly note, though, is that country top-level domains, .ca, .vn, .whatever, they do have a role if you are focusing your business for that specific country. So, you know, if you're a Canadian-only country and you're only serving Canada, having that .ca is a good thing.
Good point. So, yeah, regional domains definitely work in that way, too. Yeah, that's right. Okay, don't expect the same rankings after a manual action recovery. Oh, I love these. These questions surface so often, but the answers aren't rocket science, but take it away.
Yeah, they aren't rocket science, but a lot of people don't really think about it. They think, like in this case, hey, I've got a manual penalty against my website. I fixed it, got the penalty removed. Why aren't my rankings coming back? They just assume they should come back automatically. But one thing to keep in mind, and this is a quote from John, he says, the other thing to keep in mind with manual actions in general is that if you clean up a manual action, that essentially means in the past, your website was ranking in an artificial situation. So whatever caused the penalty was likely helping you to rank. You've now removed that, so you're no longer breaking the rules, but you no longer have that benefit that you once had either. Yeah. So
why would you bounce back?
Yeah, exactly. <That's a simple laughs> Exactly. And there are some exceptions to that. Like one example that John uses in the video is that if your site has 200 backlinks and say they're all paid bad links and you remove them, now you have no links. Of course, your rankings are going to be hurt by this. But let's say your website has 1 million valuable backlinks, but you're being penalized over 200 bad ones. Fixing the penalty may help you bounce back right away, because the reason you were ranking may not have been connected to the bad links in that case. So there's a lot of case by case scenarios here. Every situation is completely different, but you know, if you do have a penalty, don't automatically assume that fixing it will solve your problems.
There you go. And if you've gotten to the penalty these days, I don't expect it's going to be easy to get it lifted due to all the issues with COVID and lack of staff. Google's been very, very slow responding to anything.
Well, if you need to get in touch with a human, you're probably out of luck for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been torture for many people, especially in the local SEO realm. All right. Another Mueller file here. Google mostly treats affiliate links as nofollowed links. Again, this is a no-brainer, but anyone who is in the affiliate realm should know that any link they have that's obviously an affiliate link will be nofollowed, according to Google. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't also nofollow them or put sponsored in them. There's a way to do that and make it really clear to Google that these are things that they should not account for. But honestly, it's not a big deal. So I wouldn't stress about it. Just know that they aren't helping you by any stretch for building your rankings and such. And also make sure that your website has a great deal of content that's original if you're doing any kind of SEO work with affiliate stuff.
That's a good thing to note, because oftentimes people with affiliate sites will just copy paste stuff from the official site, and that's not helping you.
No, exactly. Okay, Google, speed is complex to measure, but focus on core web vitals. So this, I thought this was important because I am dealing with, just put her back in her cage, with page speed all the time with our clients. Oftentimes their websites are, they just want to eke a little more speed out of them. They're hoping that's going to make a difference with not only rankings, but just plain conversions. And it's true that there is proof that if you have a website that loads quickly, you're generally going to have better luck with conversions. People just don't have a lot of time these days. They're fickle. But all the tools that are out there, and this is what John Mueller also mentioned here, well, they all have sometimes, not all of them, many of them have different data. Many have different suggestions. Altogether, it's a lot to absorb. It's very overwhelming. So he just suggests go back to focusing on your core web vitals. We talked about that in the last episode, so please check that out, what those are. But even Google Page Speed Insights, all these things, Google or GT Metrics, we use that all the time. They will give you lots of tips, and by all means, if you're technical, implement them if you can. But just if you only want to focus on something, focus on core web vitals, and you can use the lighthouse. What's the word for it? Review system within Chrome to check your website and get the data for core web vitals, and you're set. All right, so that was the last of the Mueller files. In terms of SEO these days, what kind of, we put together this show pretty much on the whim here, and we've got all of our stories done with here. But I was just trying to think of some of the things that we've been dealing with lately from an SEO perspective. I think the hardest thing, and we always bring this up, not always, but often, that we face as SEOs is trying to get clients to understand that there is a need to either add more content, refresh content, or in the case recently, actually rebuild a website. We often get the feeling that clients think we're just trying to find a way to make more money. These are generally people we haven't worked with a long time. Most of the ones we do have worked with a long time know that we're not doing that. But if your website is even a few years old, but used a theme, like maybe even a year old, but used a theme that was fairly outdated, we're talking WordPress here, you're going to have a major issue at some point where that theme needs to be updated. And if you aren't updating it, your site could crash, or at least will start facing issues with either page speed or different browsers, you name it. So keep in mind that all this stuff does have to be updated. WordPress is a phenomenal system. We love it, but it does need to be maintained. So if you don't have someone helping you with that, make sure to find one or let us know. We do offer all of that as well and at very reasonable prices. So anything else you'd like to add, Scott?
No, other than that, I basically agree with that, especially for things like hacking and security issues. And if your themes and plugins are outdated, you're just an open door waiting for people to come in and mess with your business. And depending on how critical your website is to your business, which is pretty critical for most these days, I'd have to say, that's putting a lot at risk. It's like, leaving the front door of your brick and mortar store open and then going home for the night.
Yeah. One thing I want to add too, is I just sent some flowers to a family member who we had a relative pass away. So I sent her some flowers and I was looking for a flower shop in her local area. And, I ended up having to go with this big box company because they were the only ones that had done a decent job of implementing e-commerce. In fact, the other ones hadn't done it at all. It is easy to get something like Shopify set up. Easy is a laden word, it's true. But if you get some help and it's not that much money, you can get Shopify set up and you can do a better job of selling products. And if someone local had set it up, I would have bought from them in a heartbeat over using this large store. So please implement e-commerce if you haven't already got it. I know you're losing business if you're a local business that could be using e-commerce. It's the time is now. There's a lot of people who simply don't have any energy, especially these days, to call, set up, you know, provide their credit card number over the phone, give you all your address information, blah, 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 all this stuff. It's much easier to do it online. So keep that in mind.
And even for the e-commerce stuff, I would say even if you're a business, you sell things and you're not interested in shipping, there's, especially with COVID these days, there's probably a valid point to have the e-commerce setup. People can go in, order, pay, and then pick up in store.
Totally.
So you don't even have to worry about shipping if that's sort of a barrier for you. There's a lot of valid reasons to still implement it.
Yeah. And I never really thought I would be pitching Shopify so much, but it is great. They've done a really good job of making it simple, and it works quite well in Google, and all for pretty reasonable prices. And hell, I'm not even an affiliate yet.
Yeah. So don't sign up for Shopify yet. Just wait till he says the link next week in SEO 101.
Exactly.
Then you can do it.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Vanak, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 podcast on Facebook. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm.
Great. Thanks for listening, everyone.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.